attendance are Supervisor Franco, Supervisor Bashaw, Supervisor Bicky, and I'm the chairman. Carol, Supervisor Gashke is excused. And Andy, take it away.
All right, thank you. So for...
Sorry. You the government. That's why you were looking at Marani, right? I'm sorry. Youth and Governance, Olivia and
Oxa.
Sorry, I struggle with that one. I'll get it. So, anyway, welcome public hearing attendees and take away the agenda now.
All right, thank you. So I'm Andy Miller with Kenosha County Planning and Development. This is April, Administrative Assistant. And so tonight's agenda was posted in the Kenosha News as a Class 2 notice as required by law on November 28th and December 5th. With that, we then do have item number 6 that we can move into, which is Benedict Shores, LLC, 40723 93rd Street, Genoa City, Wisconsin, 53128. Owner, David Vannis, 40723 93rd Street, Genoa City, Wisconsin, 53128. Agent, requesting a rezoning from B1 Neighborhood Business District to R2 Suburban Single Family Residential on tax parcel number 604-119-192-1210, located in the town of Randall. With that, I'll pull up a map so we can see where this all is. And so here's Lake Benedict, here is the property. You can see it outlined with the current B1 zoning with the request for it to be to R2. We have Mr. Vannis here. You can state your name and address and run the committee through why you're putting the petition.
Dave Vannis. My Wisconsin address is 40723 93rd, Genoa City, Wisconsin. This property used to house a bar and restaurant for 70 plus years, and it since was sold. We purchased it. The B1, we have interested parties to put residential there. For one house, one residential under R2. I've approached Randall Township. Randall Township's gone through this already too, and they've gave approval. So this is the, I hope, final step in approving it.
Okay.
Yeah,
anything
I guess if there's
any
questions that you might have as a committee, and then we do have members from the town here that they can express.
Is the entire amount 1.75 acres?
Yes.
So the entire parcel is going to be
correct.
Rezoned as
one parcel, R2.
R2.
So you may recall that there was a different request before this committee. That was tabled and then withdrawn. That was for a comprehensive plan change that would have changed a portion of the property to allow for a PR1. And so that request was withdrawn. So this is a new request that is for a complete rezoning to the R2 zoning district. And it's an R2 zoning district because of the fact that R2 is the smallest zoning district that allows properties to be on septic. When you move into the R3, even though there is R3 and R5 there, those are sewer districts, although in 1983, when the county was doing zoning, they decided at the time to zone those properties so they're reflective of their size, not the fact that they're limited to the not having sewer. But since that was adopted, any new parcel created would always need to have R2 as the smallest parcel to be able to have an on-site septic system, which this does. There's no sewer in this area at all.
Any other questions? Supervisor Bashaw?
I'll make a comment from the working session yesterday since John had worked there. This parcel also had previously a pseudo public boat launch, which goes away in this
correct
rezoning and with the plans built if somebody does develop it.
They plan to build one home and will not include the launch.
The DNR is working on an alternate strategy.
They are.
That's our understanding.
Yes, they are.
So we're not losing in the end. It's transient.
Right.
Right. In my opinion, the lake is gaining a public launch.
So this has long been the quasi-public launch, right? And what you're saying is that
privately owned.
Right.
Right.
Now it's going to be, I'm not familiar with the plans other than Andy told me about the public launch plans, and I know, Paula, you probably know more than I do about this one.
Every day, something that we're learning more every day.
Right. So, because otherwise there is no really other good way to launch watercraft.
We actually tomorrow have on our agenda to give a conceptual approval that the town is in favor of the DNR pursuing purchasing property and developing a launch. If the board's approved that tomorrow, then it'll go to get the appraisal portion of it and come up with an agreement with the landowners who own it now. And it's our intention, if things get approved tomorrow, to move forward as quick as possible with the DNR. I know that they look like they have the funding ready to roll if they get their appraisal and they get an agreement with the property owner. So it looks very promising, and we'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, that's good news. When I saw this come across, that was actually one of my concerns. I'm like, you're really losing an opportunity to have to maintain something that's been there for years that people, to me, most of the property owners on the lake probably rely on it to.
They all do. Yes.
Take your boats in and out.
Correct.
So when you're losing that, there was a concern of mine, but then Andy explained what was going on, and I'm like, okay, then that eases my concern of what's going on here.
Having nothing.
Right.
Correct.
So what the town is doing in the interim is we have offered them, we have a little piece of park property that goes in
the fire lane.
Correct. And so we are going to let them, we're coming up with some ideas of how to get the boats in the water through that area temporarily. But that would only be temporary. I think we're going to be able to work that out to help out the residents that are on the water.
Sure. It is a challenging little narrow strip.
It is.
Many, many moons ago, I had launched my little fishing boat through there.
Sorry.
But it's not anything you want to take any serious type of watercraft down. So.
Wow. Everybody's looking at it. We're trying to work with Randall too and the water district to come up with some options to make it usable temporarily.
Yeah.
So. I would say my understanding though is it's private land, has been private land. It's now a new owner of the land. There's a new plan for the future of it. So it was benevolence by the prior owner to make the accommodation for launching.
It was part of their business, if you will.
Yeah. Okay. So we really haven't taken away from, we're just going to a more formalized methodology, formalized launch. Sister Bay, the launch fees are $15 a day.
Yeah, 15 a day.
Yeah.
That's reasonable.
Yeah. So when timing of this, if it gets approved, is the launch going to be used at all? Anymore next year at all, or the plan?
Depends when we close. The interested buyer is wanting to close second week in January.
Okay.
And that was another question. What if this board approves, does it officially then get changed over very soon, or is there another process to go?
There is. After this, it does have to go to the county board. County board first meeting.
January 2nd.
Would be January 2nd, and then after that, the county executive signs the paperwork, typically the end of that week, 3, 4, 5, like the 5th or 6th, and when that happens, then it's official.
Okay, thank you. That's fine.
And we send out a letter to you saying that when it's official.
If the board approves it, does that automatically go to the county board then by you guys, or do I have to initiate?
You do not. It automatically goes to the board, and then the chair is the one that presents it.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome to attend, but not required.
Pardon me?
You're welcome to attend, but not required.
Well, I'm hoping it'll be an approval. But
we'll talk about you either way.
That's fine. A lot of people have.
So, just my understanding, so it sounds like the town and the DNR are trying to get things done as fast as they can, but is there, you know, I'm just curious, I'm asking a question. Is the intention to allow this to be used or use it as a boat launch this spring yet?
It is not.
Okay.
By the new owner, not by me.
Right, the new owner is going to be done.
Does not want the liability nor risk.
Okay.
Correct.
I'm just asking because I'm wondering, you know, neighbors might ask, other people, who knows?
I understand.
I'm like, it's a done deal, so.
It would.
When the zoning changes.
Correct.
Ask or assume you leave the signs up.
Okay. All right. I don't have any further questions than that. That was my biggest concern with the access and the launch. Now I understand the whole backstory and what's happening.
And again, we're working real close with Randall. They've offered generously to let the homeowners use that just for temporary, one spring, one fall, maybe.
Yeah.
And I'm part of that team, so we're gonna get it done. I feel responsible for having to close this one, so.
Okay.
We will get it done.
All right. Very good, thank you for the concern, and because I'm sure everybody is around the lake.
Yeah, more than you know. Yes, Aaron, more than you know.
I bet they would be.
Yeah.
So, should be before or after coming?
We haven't made the motion yet. We've been discussing. The motion would come, well, we've got it. We have any questions to the committee, and then we ask the public if there's any for or against here, so that's, I need the cheat sheet. It's been a couple of months since we've done this. Are we at that point? We have all the comments of the committee members satisfied? Okay, youth and governance. Any questions? Squaw here, Lake Benedict. It's a nice lake.
That it is.
Quiet one, too. Is there anybody here in the public that wants to speak for the petition? Anybody here looking to speak for the petition? Anybody here to speak against the petition? Anyone here to speak against it? Not seeing anybody. We talked about the town, but please let us know what happened at the town level.
So, I mean, we have for the record, and Paula, if you want to say more, you certainly can, but we just have that the town board met on this on November 9th, and a motion was made to approve, and it passed. So I don't know if you want to add any additional comments and bills here.
It was unanimous with our plan commission and our town board, and we've been working with Mr. Manis to come up with a solution that we think is right for the town of Randall, and we definitely think this is right for the town of Randall.
Okay. Thanks for coming and support, because there's many times where the town, we don't hear this, so it's good.
They've been advocates all along, so yeah. I appreciate their help.
Yep. So, committee members, how do you give a motion?
I'll second.
Motion by Supervisor Bashaw, second by Supervisor Kubicki. Any other comments, questions from committee members on the zone? All right. All those in favor, state aye, starting with youth and governance.
Aye.
And then the committee members?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Not seeing any. It's unanimous. All right. Passes.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Andy.
Yeah, we went through, so you know what happens next.
One step along the way here.
We're moving. Have a great
holiday. Probably feels like baby steps, though, right?
Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill.
You too, Randy. Have a Merry Christmas.
Good to see you.
All right, so we can move on to item number 7, which is Nicole Smith. 226-00 60 Street, Bristol, Wisconsin, 53104. Owner requesting a conditional use permit to allow an event barn in the A2 General Agricultural District on tax parcel number 304-220-363-01. Owner Brighton. And we have a map for this as well. So here is the property on Highway K, 60th Street. And we have the petitioner here.
Yes.
And so again, if you wanted to state your name and address and just kind of run through what your plans are, I can add additional information, and we have information from the town as well. So thank you.
My name is Nicole Smith. My property is 226-00 60th Street in Bristol, Wisconsin, 53104. On the property, there are 4 buildings, one of which is a barn from 1920. And it is in very good condition, and I really would like to keep it that way, keep this nice historical barn up to date and cared for. To help with that budget of maintaining everything, I would like to use it for events, whether that be a wedding or a baby shower, whatever the community, whatever the building could be used for. I have spoke with the fire chief, and I think, you know, I've shared this documentation with Ben also. I have things with me if anyone would like to see the fire chief passing, as far as, you know, all the fire lanes, the requirements are met. I will have a restroom trailer for use so that that meets that requirement. In regards to the property line, to the neighboring property, there are currently oak trees all along the property line, and there will be additional landscaping put in to provide a screen to the neighboring property. I do have all of my neighbors' support. I have signatures. I have all those with me. I also have an email that was also sent to Ben from Brian Kozak. There's a lot of details in all of this, obviously, so I just want to make sure I'm not forgetting anything. The dates or the days, it would be a seasonal event barn, so this is only 6 months out of the year. There's different requirements for each, you know, year round versus seasonal. The dates would be May through October. The days of the week would be approximately Thursday through Sunday. However, if it's a wedding, typically that's going to be a Saturday. Not a lot of people are going to. So when I say the other days, I'm looking for, like, again, someone wants to do a bridal shower or baby shower or, you know, fundraiser, whatever that might be. That's what the other days are for. The event or the barn would have a closing, a last call at either 10 or 10:30, and then 30 minutes later, everyone is off the property. I will have security hired for many reasons, directing traffic and off of K. Obviously, just keeping everything, you know, support that might be needed, you know, keep people, the patrons inside the building, because that needs to happen also. The rules state everything needs to take place inside the building. All music will take place inside. Sorry, like I said, I'm just kind of going through the points in my mind to make sure I haven't left anything out. The biggest piece that I think for tonight is for the conditional use permit did Ben send you the emails for what the landscape screen will look like? Seriously, I have that printed with me also. And there is also in the emails, the architectural plans that I sent Ben, there is a lift that will be put in to meet ADA requirements. There's also five spaces that are paved right next to the building. There will be another stairwell that will need to be built also. So these are all the pieces that we are, the structural engineer, architect, everyone, all of us working together. And the township of Brighton has been very well received. Everyone is in support. Like I said, all of my neighbors are happy. I have their signatures. So I don't know if there's other questions that I'm not covering right this moment.
The committee may have other questions, but just for them to hear too, is that you know that one of the requirements is the 200-foot buffer.
Correct.
And so yes. In your application, you are making for a waiver of that.
Yes.
And maybe you can explain how you're going to tackle that.
With the landscaping screen. So the current trees, the current trees that are there, there's going to be a substantial amount of vegetation place to buffer the neighbor. The neighbor to my east has two different properties there. One is 57 acres, the other is 17. Right now there's no one on 17 acres. He doesn't plan to change what he has at the moment, but of course, in planning for the future, I will be providing a screen.
This is the flatbed, you said?
Yes.
Yes. So I'm just bringing up on the screen here so you can kind of see how the plans, everyone has a set of the plans that you submitted.
Okay.
They also have what you originally submitted, and then these are more detailed plans.
Yes.
And so the property is only 400 feet wide, I believe, almost.
Correct.
Exactly. And
yes.
So obviously it's impossible to meet the 200-foot buffer. I think in this situation, there aren't a lot of residents. There is only this possibility of this resident here with this shared drive. And because of that, and the fact that there is a requirement for screening of residences, taking the proactive approach to be able to create screening, there's some natural screening here already. And then, as you can see in the plan, it would be the buffer and landscaping would be here, because this would be the most effective property, would be affected the most by having all this activity here. Over here is not really an issue, it's all screened by the buildings, and there isn't any plan for any outdoor activities. And so if there were, then that would be, need additional screening. She isn't asking for any. If any were to be asked in the future, that'd be something you might have to look at. So those are the things that we looked at as staff and that the town looked at and was, I felt good that this could be achieved.
So basically, we're about 110 foot short of width on this property to be compliant going to the
correct,
east.
Right.
So then once we approve this with the variance in place, the next owner, if they do decide to sell that 17 acres, is going to have to deal with what we decide on today.
Correct. They'll know what's going on next door.
Yeah, it's primarily an agricultural area, and it drops into a low.
Yeah. The
wasn't there a house or something on that roadway going back there, or is
no.
It just...
And also the parcel that you see there, the kind of dark brown to the east of that drive, that is all very marshy.
Mm-hmm. Well, up further, right? Towards the bend?
Just on the right-hand side where the access road comes in, the shared driveway. And that's primarily wetland, and it drops off pretty aggressively.
So no one's going to want to build over there? Right?
No.
Is the tree buffer already there, or is it going to have to plant the trees?
I need to add to.
Sucker, huh?
I need to add to what is there.
Doesn't look like there are any trees.
I know, because this picture looks to me like
it's
really
the
spring.
Yeah,
so
there's trees off here.
There's actually trees right there
trees
that are
there,
really
right.
Yeah,
those are trees.
Pines,
right?
But being that these are all leaf off, there's trees here,
okay.
And then there's trees here.
Yeah, I can actually show you. Those trees that are not being shown, if you would like.
Sure.
Because they are quite large.
Oh, okay, so those trees are
that
brown area?
So that's, yeah.
Okay.
All deciduous.
See, that's the driveway coming up.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you can see the wetlands over here.
Yeah, you might
want to
show you.
Okay, sorry. So the driveway that you see there, these are the trees that, I mean, they are not small.
Right. Green, that's
okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I think what is being proposed looks nice, and Andy's making sure that all the rules are followed here.
Have all the conditions been met, Andy?
They have been, I think, condition number 7.
First and foremost, do you have a copy of the conditions?
Yes.
Have you read through them?
Yes.
Because I've got, this one is dated, I think it has a number 7 on the top. Is that the 7th revision or version?
Not sure, but everyone has the same copy.
Okay.
Yeah, and so the only thing that I would just call out is condition number 8, and we talked when Nicole came in originally that we would need a formal site plan. I mean, the plans that have been submitted, except for what we have today, were informal plans with the parking and everything, and so with what was submitted.
You did not get that?
No, we did not get that. So anyhow, that would be is what we're asking for, and anything additional under site plan review.
Okay, shall I pass that around?
Oh, sure, yeah, that would be great. So yeah, basically, we understand with how it's gonna be accomplished with the parking, and then it was just obtaining the formal plan.
Here are two others, sorry. This is more to do with the inside, which I know right now we're talking more about the outside, but there's everything.
Yeah, we kind of were wondering that because you could see it on the landscape plan like there was more, but we didn't get the more. And so we put a condition in there that we would get that.
Yes, it's... Do you want you want me to send that to an email address now?
You can. There's no hurry. I mean, no one's in the office, but in any case, and Ben will take a look at anything else under site plan review, and we'll ask for you to submit that. And that condition is set up to make sure we get all those items.
One question I do have is, on the new site plan, I don't see the shared drive. Is it just because it's further to the south? Is it a matter of where it accesses off of your main drive, which is your exit in the future?
Yeah, there's no change to the current drive. Sorry, let me see where.
Yeah, so the it comes off actually in the right-of-way area.
That's the main entrance there.
I don't see that farm access drive.
Oh, because it's, yeah, it's over here.
It is actually further to the east.
Yes. So the driveway comes in here and then forks off.
Is that in the blue? Is that a,
I just emailed them to Ben also. If anyone, I don't, I mean, obviously.
The blue?
The blue is the floodplain right here, and then this is wetland.
Okay.
That's all on the other property.
Okay. From my perspective, I'm familiar with your property. I've knocked on your door. You're in my district.
She's the one that didn't answer the door.
It happens, especially when you get home and knock on the door. You don't answer it. But my regret is you didn't do it sooner. My daughter got married this summer. We were looking at farms. But no, I'm very supportive of. I like what you're doing. It's preserving a very, I don't know if I should call it historic, but an elegant barn.
Yes. It's very.
So it's good use.
You can just keep it there all collected in there. Thank you.
It looks like eventually you want to do more here as far as getting a liquor license just with the town agenda set.
I mean, obviously things with the state of Wisconsin are changing at the moment. I would prefer to not get one.
Okay.
But I may be required to get one.
Okay.
So I would rather do it through the caterer.
Sure.
And I have my insurance and they have their insurance.
You provide the venue, somebody else does all the stuff inside of it.
Yes.
Sure.
That's what I would prefer. I don't know what the state of Wisconsin is going to decide regarding that. It's kind of on, I don't remember the exact date they're going to, but it's been talked about since I think about June that it may change.
Okay.
So my preference would be to not.
And I'm just being, I'm asking a question because I'm unfamiliar with it, but would an event, I guess, how is it set up now? They're able to bring in their own, like, catering, food service, stuff like that. I mean, I've been to a few of them in area in Burlington, stuff like that, and I'm trying to remember how it was set up, that they just, they handled all their own catering, food and beverage, and alcohol, stuff like that.
Yes. I mean, okay. I can go over a small business plan with you if you'd like. Just I would like to have a few caterers to offer so they have choices of, you know, what type of food,
right,
costs, you know, with, you know, different budgets. And then within that they can decide with the caterer, you know, are they gonna want beer and wine, are they gonna provide something else that's, you know, same with table and chair rental, and you know, I will provide the restroom trailer.
Okay. Is that a short-term solution, or is it in the long-term to get, you know, septic service, or doesn't it matter as long as that's being provided?
It's just a long-term place to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
What she has is sufficient unless something changes through the health department. There's a condition in there that addresses that. If for some reason there was a requirement, then that would have to be provided.
I'm fine with that. I was just curious as to... Obviously, there's a lot of expenses here to get the business up and going. You'd prefer to be able to say, hey, I want to get this going, start generating income, and then talk about what the next steps are.
Yeah, so. I would say in the future I would like to remain with the restroom trailer because they're nice. You know, they're heated, they're air-conditioned, they have wood floors. I'd rather not have to deal with clogged toilets and...
Sure, yeah. Understandable, yeah. Okay. No, they can do pretty nice things with those things now.
They do.
So, okay.
I've been to very formal events that have them, and the ones I'm looking, that I've looked at are very nice to hire. So TNT is the company that I've hooked with, so.
Okay. Sounds good. I've read through the conditions. It seems like, again, all the other conditions are either met or there's the waiver for the buffer, which seems to be like we have a good solution for, an acceptable solution. Are there any other comments of the committee members or the youth and governance? You gotta have some kind of question, don't you?
We're looking for wedding venues.
I don't think the parents would appreciate you saying that.
Okay. Well,
never too young to dream about it.
That's different.
Seeing no other questions of the committee members, I'm going to ask if there's any other general public here that anybody wants to speak for the petition. Is anybody else here to speak for the petition? Not seeing any. I'm going to ask if there's anybody here that's going to speak against the petition. Anybody here that wants to speak against the petition? Not seeing any. We talked about the town, but Andy, please formally tell us where the town's position is on this.
Town board met on this item on December 11th. They moved to approve. It did approve. There were two conditions that they had asked to be included, one of which we cannot honor because it is not permissible by ordinance, which was that the conditional use permit will be attached to the current owner of the property, not the event barn itself. Conditional uses run with the land, it does not run with the owner. And so if the property were to sell, the conditional use would be valid if the new owner wanted to pick up and follow exactly as it is approved. If not, they would need to amend it. The other condition that they have is that if Nicole Smith is to obtain a liquor license in the future, the liquor license is non-transferable. That is a town aspect, not really a zoning aspect. So in any case, I think that's on the record from their standpoint. But I did also want to add, because they provided us the minutes, they highlighted it and asterisked it because this was very important to them. Brighton is strongly recommending approval of this event barn to be a wonderful addition to the town of Brighton, especially in the area of preserving the rural character of Brighton and offering a beautiful, beautiful space for the residents to utilize that supports a fellow resident.
Very good. Is there a, do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
All right. Motion by Supervisor Bashaw, second by Supervisor Franco. Any other discussion on committee members? I'm going to start with the youth and governance first. How do you vote on this?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All the committee members, all those in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Seeing none. It's approved unanimously, and all right. Now the next steps, Andy will probably tell you what the next steps are.
Yeah, for you, actually, there. This was the final. There is, it does not go to the county board, so this approval is final.
Okay.
And so we'll have you sign the conditions there.
Okay.
And then with that, we'll continue to work for just getting everything in order. There is a requirement for a certificate of compliance to be issued, you know, an occupancy permit through the building inspector. So, and that's through our office as well. And so you'll just continue to work with Ben on, you know, getting things situated to get the final, you know, full approval.
Great.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have a calendar in place already?
Yes. No, not actually. I've been so waiting for everything to happen and trying to figure out exactly the scope of projects. There's, you know.
What are you going to name it?
I think Redbud Ridge. My mom loved redbud trees and something in honor of her passing a couple years ago. So.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, we look forward to it, and I'm sure you'll... post it on social media or
absolutely,
whatever you can to advertise. So,
yeah,
wish you the
very
best.
Excited. Thank you so much.
Like
Thanks again.
So, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Sure.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Do we know how
many people she can accommodate.
Off of 60, okay.
Yeah, the fire chief's at the limits.
Oh, 45, are you east then?
Do you know?
West.
45.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Because we live on that side of 75, so you're back east of us then.
Yes, I believe, yes. It was the Huning farm for a very long time. I don't know if you, I know there hasn't been animals there for over 50 years, but.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Good luck on that.
All right, we'll move on to item number eight, which is the tabled request of Christopher and Jennifer Eck, joint revocable trust, 27601 Town Road, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168. Owner, Martin and Mary Gus, revocable trust, 27311 Town Road, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168. Owner, requesting a rezoning from A1 Agricultural Preservation District, A2 General Agricultural District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District, to A2 General Agricultural District, C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District. On tax parcel numbers 304-220-2830420 and 0430, located in the town of Brighton. First, we'll need to have this removed from the table.
Yep, we have a motion to remove it from the table. I'll make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Carroll, second by Supervisor Bashaw. All of those in favor, starting with you, to remove it from the table, state aye. In favor? Committee members, state aye in favor.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, it's off the table.
All right, so we'll bring up the map for everyone to view, which does look a little complicated, but in a sense, it is not.
I think you're just like drawing lines, Andy.
And so you can see on the map here, we have the areas in red, which are to go to A2. So the properties are zoned A1. And so then we're looking for them to be zoned A2, because they're under 35 acres. Basically, the property that's outlined in yellow here never was over 35 acres. And then we just are looking at getting all the environmental features put in place from the wetland C1 and the woodland C2. So that's where it looks quite busy with all those things. But basically, the area over here that you want to focus on the west, which is it'd be right over here. I'll show you another map. 8 acres that's being transferred from one property to the other property. So they're going to be both about 20 acres in size. So I wanted to show you that, but while I'm getting that map, the petitioners are both here. I'll let you one or both speak on the matter, and then just state your name and address, and then again, you know, why you're going through this process.
Okay, I'm Christopher Eck, 27601 Town Road, Salem, 53168. Our Brighton meetings, they kind of, to simplify it, it's basically we're doing a lot line adjustment to the east. So Marty and Mary were selling us, we're getting ours a little bigger, theirs a little smaller. They're downsizing a little bit, and kind of as simple as that. We have no plans for it. They presented us with the opportunity to have a little bit more property and like to do that.
And so here is the survey that shows the lot line adjustment, so you can see that area that's being transferred from this property to this property. And so it is a simple lot line adjustment, but to accomplish that, it's requiring a rezoning.
How much is that piece of property? How many acres?
This right here is 8 acres.
8 acres adjustment, okay.
All right, anything else? Any other questions of committee members here?
It's really a rural road. I enjoyed riding my motorcycle until I sold it through there, because it's just a beautiful road, and the curves through there are very nice. I can't quite see it through my windows because there's trees in the way. But pretty logical, rational moves.
All right, seeing no other questions from committee members. Anybody here from the public to speak for it? Anybody here from the public to speak for it? Not seeing any. Anybody here to speak against it? Anybody here to speak against it? Not seeing anyone?
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
Motion to approve.
And with that, I'll read it to the record, just from the town of Brighton.
I was going to ask that.
That they did have a meeting on the 13th. Motion was made to approve, and it did pass unanimously.
Okay. Sounds good. So motion by Supervisor Kubicki, second by Supervisor Franco. Starting with the governance members, how do you vote on this?
Aye.
Aye. Committee members, all in favor?
Aye.
As opposed, passes unanimously, and that's a wrap.
And then your item will go before county board, as you heard from the previous, or the first item. You do not need to attend. The chair will present it, and then it'll go for signature by the county executive, and then we'll send a letter formalizing that everything has occurred, and then that'll allow you to do what you need to do the transfer.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you guys. And you guys.
Take care of yourself, Mom.
And do we have a motion to approve?
November 8th, yes.
Okay. Anybody approve the minutes?
Was the November meeting canceled?
November 8th.
No, that was the one that was just before the... We had it at the administration building before the budget approval. Remember, we saved you coming out here.
Yeah. We did it in 5 minutes, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right, it was so short of a meeting, I don't remember the meeting.
Yep. I'll approve the minutes from the November 8th.
So you made a motion to approve.
Yes, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from November 8th.
In October,
a second.
Brian and I missed it because it was the conflict.
Yeah. You the governance, how do you vote?
Who seconded? Aye. Brian, did you
Brian
second?
Brian did, yeah. Okay. Aye. Committee members? Aye.
Aye.
All right. Minutes are approved. Any other citizen comments? Not seeing any. Any other business allowed by law?
So our next meeting will be in January.
10th, I think.
Yep.
And there's three items, one applicant.
Yeah, one applicant, and it's the three items. So it's a comp plan, rezone, and CSM. And then in February, we'll be seeing the Country Thunder conditional use permit application. So that came in, but it has to get through the town. The town can't go through their committees until January, and so we'll act on it in February. And so that's it with that. And I mean, I wish everyone a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and thank you for your service in 2023. We'll have a couple of months with you next year before things could potentially change or not.
Sure, right. No, sounds good. Same to you. Have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah. If the question is allowed, you're having discussions with a company regarding a battery vault?
Battery energy storage system? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a company, Tenaska, that has come before us and talking about some land in Wheatland that is looking at doing one of those types of operations.
Is it tied to the solar farm that we approved over there, or
it is not separate entity, separate entity. Yes, okay. Location
and timeline potential.
I think sometime in 2024 they'll be looking for an application.
Newport. Okay.
They have a call in to me, I think tomorrow afternoon, for a little more update.
Second.
All right. Motion by Supervisor Kubicki, second by Supervisor Bashaw. All those in favor, starting with you. Aye. Committee members?
Aye.
We're adjourned.